Members of Congress are calling on the Bush administration to release a number of documents about the treatment of detainees in Iraq and elsewhere. Amid this increased scrutiny, NPR's Jackie Northam has been visiting the Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba for the past few days. Jackie, are you getting to see the detainees?
Well, you know, Renee, this is my second visit to the base here at Guantanamo Bay, and the last time was in late March, and there's an enormous difference in the access we've been given this time around. We have been able to see quite a few detainees in a medium security facility. You can see the prisoners in outdoor areas kicking around, you know, soccer ball or learning how to read or just even having a meal. This time we were also allowed to go into a maximum security facility, and you can see the prisoners in their cells. But beyond that, we were able to talk with senior interrogators here and then watch part of an interrogation. We were behind a two-way mirror so we could see what was happening but not hear anything. The other thing, Renee, is that we were allowed to tour two detention centers that have recently been opened up. One's called Camp 5, and this is a high-tech prison that they've just built. And officials here, they say that they're holding the so-called high-value detainees at this prison, and some of the leaders, they've tried to separate them from the general population in the other camps. And we're also allowed to see Camp Echo, and this is new as well. This is the prison that holds those people who have been charged with war crimes, and it's a place where they can meet their lawyers to help prepare their cases.
Jackie, I'm curious
in terms of access.
I'm curious about why you're getting to see more this time, but mostly, what did you see, for instance, with in the interrogation you saw?
Well, we got to watch for about 20 minutes, and what you saw was, one that we saw was a much older detainee, probably about 60 years old, long flowing beard, that type of thing. His interrogator was a very young man, dressed something like a government bureaucrat. I mean, he wasn't in military fatigues, anything else. So you got to watch this very interesting play between them. And, you know, as I said, we couldn't hear what they were saying, but there was certainly questions and answers going back and forth.
Were you able to detect other things changing at Guantanamo following last month's Supreme Court ruling that said the detainees may appeal to civilian courts?
Oh, sure. There's a lot going on, and it's happening very quickly here. Within a matter of weeks, they've written up these notices, and now they're just reading them. They're just informing the last few detainees of their rights to challenge their detention in at Guantanamo Bay here. They've created the review panels that are going to hear those cases. But, Renee, I mean, there's logistical challenges here at Guantanamo. You know, first of all, if the Pentagon says, okay, we're going to hold these tribunals down there, we're going to do them very quickly or as fast as we can to satisfy the Supreme Court decision, but there's only a limited amount of space here. I mean, it's not that big a base. There's only a limited number of buildings as well, and it's all done under very tight security. Quite apart from those, though, you also have these commissions that are being set up as well. So there's a lot going on here right now.
Jackie, thanks very much. NPR's Jackie Northam speaking from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.